Hi, welcome to another Berry's Audio Boo with me, Andrew Thompson.
And me, Marcus Blake.
Now, Marcus, we've spoken at length the last week or so about HS2. Clearly, it's an important matter occurring around South Northampton and adjoining areas. But now there's more information as to the timeline of how things are going to happen, be affecting the compensation, etc. You've been looking into it. What's the main headlines that we need to know about?
Yeah, you're quite right, Andrew. A number of people have come to us and said, right, what are the main timelines? So I thought, time for good audio boo. We'll just quickly run through them, if that's right with you, Andrew.
Okay.
Right, so early 2012, HS2 said that they're going to be very shortly writing to those property owners who are going to be affected, telling about HS2's decision, the government's decision, and the fact that there may be compulsory purchase. Then we're going to head on towards spring 2012, a few months hence. HS2 will carry out a 12-week consultation on the compensation proposals and also discuss the safeguarding of Phase 1, which is the London to Birmingham section. We don't know the exact details of how the consultation is going to go, but we will hopefully give an audio boo fairly soon when we do know a bit more about that, Andrew.
Mm. When you say safeguarding the route, Marcus, does that basically mean they've got the route, they've bought the land they need, and they can go straight onto it?
No, what safeguarding is, it's basically taking the next step. They've got a proposed route. They'll actually just legally identify this, that they've got something intended for it. Basically, it's a way of stopping further development on the route.
Okay,
so going on to summer 2012... by then we should have the agreed compensation policy in place. By this point, HS2 will also be carrying out land referencing along the route, so they'll be going on to various properties, seeing who actually owns this. They'll be doing it in conjunction with land registry information, I suspect, as well. And as part of that, we are told that they're also going to be talking to the property owners about people's individual requirements. Mm-hmm. That will be a good opportunity for people to air their particular concerns. And I would say to people, give that matter some thought. If HS2 are going to come knocking on the door, be ready with your list of concerns. So sit down, have a think. If you need any help, obviously contact us. Going on to autumn 2012, this is when safeguarding should have been completed. It will also mean, I suspect, the end of the exceptional hardship scheme. HS2 have said that they're likely to introduce a streamlined advanced purchase scheme for those people who are on the route and will be wanting their properties being purchased off them. And there is also talk at the moment that people who have their properties purchased, they may actually be able to remain in them under a purchase and rent back scheme, which is quite an interesting announcement last week.
And I think, Marcus, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but as this is a compulsory purchase government scheme, people would actually get their fees covered for taking professional advice in terms of the disposal.
Yes.
So you need to be careful if they come along with an advanced scheme that you're not sort of cutting off your nose by not taking advice.
No. If we actually get into the situation of blight and the like, then people are entitled to their legal fees, their professional fees, and they actually get, if they lose in the home, they get a home loss payment, which can be up to £47,000.
Mm.
So if we get as far as the blight situation rather than the exceptional hardship scheme, there are some very interesting bolt-ons that people can get, including, as you say, professional advice, which is where we can help. Going on to spring 2013, HS2 will be carrying out a consultation on the environmental statement for Phase 1. Later on in the year, 2013, they'll be introducing the basic wording of their proposed hybrid bill, which will then hopefully, just going on a little further second, that should hopefully go to Parliament for the vote just before the next election, if they get their timing right.
Mm-hmm.
Early 2014, we should hear an announcement for the proposed Phase 2 of this, which is where it goes on from Birmingham up towards Leeds and Manchester. Yeah. And then really, provided the hybrid bill goes through, it'll be 2015 before actual properties are likely to be required. I don't think we'll see any construction really before 2016. So it'll be 2015, 2016 before HS2 really want to be acquiring properties.
Okay, that's super. Is that?
That's about it. That's all we know for the time being. We will be doing further boos in due course when we have more information to tell people. Keep an eye on our website, which is www.berrybross.com.
Thank you, Marcus. Excellent as ever.
Thank you, Andrew.